This is Outkick 360 with Jonathan Hutton, Chad Withrow, and Paul Kuharski.
Pleased to be joined by Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. He spent $140 million to buy the Cowboys. Now the franchise is worth more than $4 billion. Jerry, how are you? Thanks for the time.
Well, first of all, you guys have a great reputation, and it's great to be on with you.
You know what I love about the SEC? Big games. I love big games. Therefore, I look forward to LSU, Florida, Florida, Georgia, Bama, LSU, A&M, LSU. Bring me the big game.
Speeding up your workday and your drive home. This is Outkick 360.
Each and every Wednesday at this time, it is time for Primary Complaint. CeeDee Lamb had the walk-off score in New England. Jalen Mills shoved him in the back as he crossed the goal line. He scored, and he turned around and waved goodbye to Mills. And the NFL fined him $10,300 for taunting. Goodell says yesterday, you know, it's all about sportsmanship. The guy who protects Dan Snyder is on a mountaintop proclaiming a war against bad sportsmanship. That is my primary complaint.
A lot of America is already angry that it's overly SEC in the national championship game. And ESPN started this years ago where they have the multicast experience. They have a Skycam. And I think it's a brilliant idea. I like the multicast experience if done properly. Here's where they failed America. And they failed college football in a big way. You cannot have a coach's film room that consists entirely of the Texas A&M coaching staff. The program that just landed the best recruiting class in the history of college football does not need ESPN's help. If we want to get away from the dominance of Nick Saban in Alabama and what's going to eventually be the dominance of Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M, don't put the entire Aggie coaching staff on the film room. Now, people are going to say, Chad, what's the real value here? How many people are watching that? A lot of people are watching it. They don't need the help. And give me a cross-section of coaches from across the country. Don't give me Jimbo Fisher yucking it up with a dip in his mouth with his coaches talking about a team they beat in Alabama. ESPN failed us last night with this. I hated it.
I think among the questions I would have is, you know, they're in bed with the SEC, right? And the holdup with the college football playoff expansion is no one trusts ESPN. They're going to say SEC, but yep, it's really ESPN. And this is a further example of that. We'll be live in Jacksonville for the world's largest cocktail party. They call it the tailgate party now. And Chad, I don't know if you're with me, but I just still refer to Florida, Georgia as the cocktail party in Jacksonville. We're looking forward to...
What do they call it now? They call it something
the world's largest tailgate party.
Because cocktail is not approved?
I guess they did not want to promote underage drinking to college kids or something. I don't know.
And they're all going to stop based on that change. There's no alcohol
this was a,
there
this
whatsoever.
Was a while ago that they changed it.
Well, it's cocktail party on our show. It'll be the world's largest cocktail party because that's what God in America knows it as.
Well, that's how not I refer to it. I've always thought of the rivalry as that. You know?
I mean, they're going to kick us off the site if we call it the world's largest cocktail party?
No. I think
go
they
ahead
would
and test them out.
They would love to market this
There's
as that.
There's going
to
be a bunch of old Florida fans behind us in RV drinking gin and tonics at 8 a.m.